You know those spindly-looking trees you see on the sidewalk, the ones supported by wooden poles, or the ones in metal grates where dogs like to mark their territory? Meet your local street trees. The city of Boston spends nearly $1 million on these trees every year. They've generally been an afterthought, but it turns out they're critical to our health and to the environment, especially as climate change takes hold. So, as the city reexamines its approach to the so-called urban forest, WBUR's Miriam Wasser this morning takes a deeper look at what street trees do and how Boston can get the most out of them.
Mike Nichols is covered in dirt. He's kneeling in the bed of a pickup truck parked on a street in East Boston. Next to him is a small maple tree. Using the pointed tip of his gardening shear, he digs into the top of the tree's root ball.
Right now I'm just trying to measure the proper depth of the tree to make sure that we plant it at the correct height.
The sapling is about 6 feet tall, and its trunk is only a couple inches wide. But with all that wet soil packed around its roots, it weighs between 300 and 400 pounds.
Get my guys to help me out get the tree down.
Nichols hops down from the truck and waves over his two assistants. The three men work for a landscaping company that's planting trees for Boston. Nichols starts up the small forklift he'll use to move the tree.
Ready?
He lifts the tree by its root ball and drives it over to the hole his crew's been digging nearby. He says he has to make sure it's placed just right.
The tree can end up settling over time or leaning one way or the other. So just trying to give it as much chance of survival.
And tree survival is really important in a place like East Boston. The neighborhood has the lowest canopy coverage in the city. And without this shade, it has some of the hottest hot spots in the summer.
Trees are often viewed as window dressing. But in reality, they're this really fundamental infrastructure that has life or death consequences.
This is Ian Leahy. He's the vice president of urban forestry at American Forests, one of the nation's oldest environmental nonprofits.
So it's projected by 2050 that on the east coast of the U.S., there will be a tenfold increase in the number of heat-related deaths. If we maximize the urban forest along with other mechanisms to cool the environment, we can actually reduce those deaths by about 22%.
Urban trees also clean the air. They sequester carbon, they reduce noise pollution, and they help prevent flooding by absorbing stormwater. Plus, studies show that places with a lot of trees have lower crime rates and fewer traffic accidents. Great, you might be thinking, let's plant a bajillion trees. But the solution isn't that simple. Andrew Chalisa just got his PhD from Boston University, where he spent the last few years looking specifically at the life and death of street trees.
So it's tough to be a baby street tree because your roots are really little. And the summers, as I'm sure you know, in Boston are quite hot. So, you know, drought alone can kill them.
And that's just the beginning.
Cars run into them. Bikes getting locked to them is really surprisingly damaging when they're little like that because their bark is kind of wimpy. Road salts that can wash in there is hard on their roots. Dogs peeing on them can be, you know, too much nutrients. It's just a tough environment.
On the upside, Trelisa found that street trees grow a lot faster than their country cousins because they're exposed to more light. And this got him wondering, if a city wants to increase tree cover to deal with climate change, should it focus on planting new trees or helping older ones survive? To figure this out, he looked at what would happen if Boston spent the next 2 decades planting saplings in every available sidewalk location or doing more to keep older trees alive. Trelisa says the answer was clear. Yes, Boston should plant some new trees, but it should focus its resources on preserving bigger, leafier ones.
They're literally irreplaceable on a timescale of a human life. And, you know, it's that tree canopy cover that really helps you address the danger of heat waves as we, you know, as the climate warms in the future.
Chris Cook, Boston's chief of environment, says the city is starting to put together a plan for its urban forest. Tree preservation will be at the center of it.
There was a strong initiative in the past to expand the canopy through planting a number of trees. What's more important is actually the protection of our existing tree canopy and then the potential expansion in key areas.
The key areas he's talking about are the neighborhoods suffering from a lack of shade. Right now, parts of West Roxbury and Jamaica Plain have over 40% canopy coverage, while some areas of Dorchester, South Boston, and East Boston have below 10%. Tree equity is a term Cook throws around a lot.
more socially vulnerable communities are going to be more affected by climate change. And historically, some of those communities are also the same communities that are under-treed.
Back in East Boston, Nichols and his team have put the little maple tree in the ground and backfilled the hole.
Throw a little bit of layer of mulch on it.
And as a plane from Logan Airport passes overhead, Nichols steps back and sizes up the tree.
And it's going to take probably 2 years for this to actually start to really get established and start to grow.
And if this tree can survive the pollution, the salt, the foot traffic, it will grow up to be part of East Boston's solution to climate change. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.